The Explanation of Surah Luqman, presented by Yahya Ibrahim.
Part 3. And previously we had advertised that we will discuss a few issues about the physical environment and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it as a sign for us. Ayah, that the earth has been created and we have been placed on it. And we have different roles that we play. We are khulafa, those who inherit the earth generation after generation. We have also been given the earth and that which is upon it, animals, plants, trees, mountains, the sun, the moon, the stars, musakhar, given to us in subjugation. And there is a third role which is al-i'timar, that we are placed on the earth as well, to inhabit and populate the earth. We will discuss some of these issues and the amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this regard. Near the end of our discussion, we're going to press forward by beginning our discussion of Luqman and the advice that he gives his son. So we will delay our discussion of the environment till the end of the session, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من سورة لقمان أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله. Surely and indeed we have bestowed upon Luqman, this man, al-hikmah. This is a word you cannot translate into the English language with one or two sentences or one or two books. Al-hikmah. We have given Luqman al-hikmah, saying or inspiring to him, anishkur lillah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give thanks to Allah. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Surely, he who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only giving this thanks and it will be a benefit to himself. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And whoever is unthankful, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, whoever does opposite to the thanking of Allah, whoever does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then surely Allah is al-ghani. He is all rich, meaning he is in no need of anyone. Al-hamid, the one who is worthy of all proper praise. This is an important ayah. We got a pause in it. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ. We have given. Who has given? Who has given? Allah. So where does hidayah come from? Al-hidayah, guidance, where does it come from? Allah. This form of hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed to Luqman, what was it? آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ. We gave this man who was named Luqman. Let's pause with this name, this term. Luqman was a person who predated Christianity. Some of the scholars did not know if he was after Isa or before Isa. القول الراجح كما يقول ابن كثير في البداية والنهاية is that Luqman, and you can read it in the introduction of the second volume, is that Luqman was during the time of the Yahud, the Jews. Those who submitted themselves to Allah and had differing prophets and messengers. Luqman was an Egyptian. He was a person from Anubis, the border between Sudan and Egypt. He was a tall, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith narrated by Tirmidhi and others. He was a tall, black man who had big lips. That was the definition that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described as being the physical characteristic of this man. This man was not a prophet, and he was not a messenger. He was just a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with hikmah. So therefore we have to pause and understand, what is this hikmah that we have just told you? You can't translate this word, you can't discuss this word with words, or sentences, or even books. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا. We have given. So the guidance is from Allah. Luqman. We have discovered who Luqman is. Al-Hikmah. Who can tell me what al-hikmah is? What do you know of al-hikmah? Ma hi al-hikmah? Wisdom. طيب. Remember we said, not just one word, not just one sentence. Ma hi al-hikmah? How, for example, do the scholars of fiqh view hikmah? Or how do the scholars of aqidah view hikmah? What is hikmah? Right now, what is an attribute of wisdom? Tfaddal. طيب. That's an attribute, an avenue of wisdom. That you understand something and can explain it to others. And this is important because we will see that the examples that Luqman gives his son to explain to him Tawheed. That's ما هي الحكمة. تفضل. Knowing halal from haram. Maybe. Part right. تفضل. Many words. This is why we're asking. All of what you have been discussing are attributes of hikmah. They are types. تفضل. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing that everything that is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a purpose and has a way, an ayah for us to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Some of the scholars, some of the fuqaha, they say al-hikmah is putting everything, wad'u al-shay', putting anything and everything in its proper place at the proper time. That's wisdom. That whatever you say, it's for the right reason, at the right time, to the right person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Luqman the ability that whenever he spoke to anyone, he would speak to this person, فَيَضَعُ الشَّيْءُ فِي مَحَلِّهِ وَفِي أَوَانِهِ. He places the words and the statements and the things in the proper time. He would tell his son, يَا بُنَيْ أَقْمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Why is this important? Why does Luqman begin with salah in his advice to his son? What does this tell us about hikmah? What is the most important thing after you have tawheed? Salah. So we will come to this. This is why Allah introduces Luqman as being Luqman al-Hakim, as the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes him. The one who has wisdom. But this wisdom isn't conventional wisdom. A person can be wise in one thing, but the wisdom that he has is not something that he can use in other things. But true wisdom is the ability to measure anything. Whether it's halal or haram, as one brother mentioned, or it's recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as another mentioned, it is measuring anything and everything in the proper measure, during the proper time, and giving it its proper place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Luqman wisdom. That he was choosy and able to understand what is the best thing to say to someone to correct him. What is the best way to call someone to belief. What is the best way to adjust his own life. And we will come to this. What is one of the greatest attributes of hikmah? لَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. To do what? أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Be thankful to Allah. مَا هُوَ الشُّكْرِ. What is thanking Allah? This is something that all Muslims do, right? How do we thank Allah first? Before we get into what it is. How are some of the things or ways we thank Allah? الصَّلَاةُ طَيِّبُ وَالدُّعَاءُ. Meaning ibadah. Are there other ways of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than doing something? What about abstaining? That is also thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling people to good is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. The one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is only giving thanks or doing good for himself. Meaning, and therefore the next part of the verse, Allah هو الغني. Allah is free of all needs. He's all rich. Meaning, if all of us today decide we will not be Muslim or not pray, does it diminish Allah? Nah. طيب. If an amount as much of us decide to be Muslim and pray, does it make Allah greater? Nah. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. You're only giving benefit to yourself. Why? اللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all needs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hamid, the one worthy of all praise. Let us look now at the wisdom of Luqman. Allah is telling you, we are the ones who gave Luqman hidayah, and we are the ones who gave Luqman wisdom. How do we know that wisdom is not something that a person just has or develops? وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. The one who is given hikmah cannot be learned. You cannot learn to be hakim. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person. The one who has been given hikmah has been given something great by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Luqman this hikmah, teaching him to teach others to thank Allah, and that if you thank Allah, you're not benefiting Allah, and if you do not thank Allah, you're not harming Allah. It's something that is of your own personal goodness that you benefit from. What is the first thing that Luqman implemented upon himself and others? Because remember, we said hikmah is to begin with the first thing and put it in its proper time, in its proper place, to give it its proper distinction. So what did Luqman begin with? وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ. Luqman says to whom? Son. Before we look at, see what Luqman says. What does this tell the fathers and mothers of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Where is the concentration of your effort to be placed? With your children. With your lineage. But listen. It's not that you teach your children anything. You have to know what to teach. Meaning that Luqman is not just teaching his son something that he himself discovered. La. He's teaching his son the truth that he has learned and acquired. So therefore the first step before the call is al-ilm. So Luqman says to his son, لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ, while he's advising him. So you don't become confused. You can be talking to your son, but you're not advising him. Allah's telling you, Luqman says to his son while advising him. Meaning, he wasn't yelling at him. He was speaking directly to him. He was in a situation where he is teaching. يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. My son, don't you ever take partners in worship with Allah. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Surely shirk, it is the greatest oppression. ظُلْم, wrongdoing. Let us analyze this ayah. Luqman is teaching his son, he's talking to his son and teaching him. We will come to some lessons that the parents are to use shortly in teaching their children. Teaching him about shirk. لا تشرك. Luqman did not say worship. Why? What is the first step of tawheed? Remember we said nafs wa ithbat. You negate and then you affirm. So what was Luqman saying to his son? Do not take anyone in worship. لا تشرك بالله. Don't put anyone equal to Allah. Don't call to anyone other than Allah. Don't put your trust in anyone other than Allah. Do not have reliance on other than Allah. Do not hope in other than Allah, with other than Allah. Do not fear other than Allah. Do not love, meaning the love of worship, other than Allah. لا تشرك بالله. Why? إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk is the greatest oppression. There's an ayah in the Qur'an when it was revealed, the Sahaba began to shake. They began to shake. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person can be mu'min, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Those who believe and those who will be given security by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who believe and do not obscure their faith with oppression. The Sahaba came and said, Ya Rasulullah, who from us, who from mankind does not oppress? Many husbands oppress their wives. Many people don't fulfill their job at work to the best of their ability. Many people, they lie, they slander, they cheat, they curse. Who from us, Ya Rasulullah, is not going to oppress? So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did you not hear the words of Luqman? That the dhulm that you are to disassociate from is shirk. Meaning that we all fall into mistakes. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو لم تذنبوا. If you, and well, hadith عند الإمام مسلم, if you did not commit sins, لذهب الله بكم. Allah would have taken you off the earth, removed you, brought in your place others. وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ, and brought in your place those who do not sin, those who do sin, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, but those who sin and ask Him for forgiveness. Human beings, we make mistakes. We fall into error. But we've been blessed with something where we are direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seeking His forgiveness. We don't have to go to an idol. We don't have to go to a prophet. We don't have to go to an angel. We don't have to say, Hail Mary, such and such. La. We go directly to the source of mercy and forgiveness, Allah Azza wa Jal. Luqman is teaching his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. What is shirk? How many types of shirk are there? What is shirk? There are two types of shirk. There's two types of taking partners with Allah, of this type of disbelief. There is shirk that is akbar, major polytheism, taking partners with Allah. And then there is minor shirk. What is the major shirk? The one who commits major shirk. Can he enter Jannah ever? La. The one who takes partners with Allah in worship, in dua, in love, in fear, along with Allah, shall never enter Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins, إِلَّا أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Except that he is taken as a partner with other things to be worshipped. That is the first type of shirk. The second type is الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ وَهُوَ الرِّيَاءُ. Is that a person does deeds of belief, he's Muslim, but the intention that he has is corrupted. Instead of praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with ikhlas and sincerity, he'll pray because his father is standing. And therefore it's important that we recognize that Luqman disassociated shirk from his son in all ways. What do? You tell your son, okay, it's time for prayer. From now on, when it's time for prayer, you pray. You've never told your son why we pray. Or what's the importance of salah. Or what's the punishment for not praying. All your son knows is if my father asks, have I prayed? I better say yes. Sah? Isn't this how many of the children are brought up? Salah becomes something that the parents put on their children. Not something that they are voluntary to it. And that is a form of shirk. Why? Your son now who goes to an un-Islamic school maybe, who doesn't have teachers who will tell him to pray, when it's time for Salatul Dhuhr and he is in school and the father is not there, does he pray? He's associated this action of ibadah, of worship, with Allah. Instead of Allah, with his father. If my father isn't there to tell me to pray, I don't pray. So we bring up our children in this atmosphere of not turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship sincerely to Him. The first thing Luqman teaches his son, لا تشرك بالله. Don't take partners in worship with Allah in any shape, way or form. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk is a major calamity, humongous, tremendous sin, ظلم. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look at the wording of the Quran. Right after shirk, guess what the next verse is going to talk about? Guess. No, not salah. Parents. Father and mother. After the right of Allah, there are none who have more rights given to them by Allah on the face of the earth than your parents. More rights. So Allah says, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Surely shirk is the greatest oppression that a person can do. Then Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We advise and we remind and we enjoin upon mankind to be good to their parents. سبب, what are some of the reasons? حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. Allah lets you remember the beginning of your life. Your mother carried you, bore you weakness and hardship after weakness and hardship. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. And she kept on taking intimate, detailed account of your life and your nourishment by breastfeeding you and caring for you in your first 2 years of life. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي. Allah uses the same word. Thank me, وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, and thank your parents. Joined again. وَإِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ, and to me you shall return. This is a profound ayah. If it's only for this word, وَصَيْنَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins, calls you to, invites you to, obligates you to be good to your parents. If it's just that one word, it's enough. Yakfi. This word is very rarely used in the Arabic vernacular. It is when someone wants something for you out of love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be good to your parents because He loves you. He wants you to do what is right. بِوَالِدَيْهِ, both of your parents. Here we see great honor given to the Muslim woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah mentions reasons to be thankful to your parents that are particular only to who? The mother. Allahu Akbar. Allah didn't mention your father who goes out and works, or who protects your mother, or who's married to your mother. No. He goes directly to the source, the woman who carried you weakness and hardship after weakness after hardship and maintained you for 2 years. And then Allah says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Be thankful to me and both of your parents. But Allah is indirectly putting forward the mother. And this is made clear from the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man comes to him, Ya Rasulullah, man ahaqqu an-nas, who's the most worthy of my suhbah? Who's the most worthy of my companionship, my love? Ya Rasulullah, your mother. Then your mother. Then your mother, three times. And then your father. Today there has come about a situation where you see that people living in these countries, like Canada, like America, like Australia. Here you are in Australia. How many of you have mothers back home? How many of you call your mother on a regular basis? Just a phone call. Meaning, not just once a week, two times a week. Something where she hears your voice. And inside herself, you know what I'm talking about. You're traveling away. You're in a different country she's never seen. You pick up the phone and you call her and she waits for that call. My grandmother, Allah yarhamha, Hagga Rawhiya, she used to make hafla, a day of festivity, every Monday, every Thursday, and every Sunday. My dad, we'd all call on these dates. Every time I would remember that it was something that if I wasn't home at that time, I don't care if you had an exam, if you were bleeding on the street, you better be home to talk to your grandmother. لماذا? Let me give you a small example. Why we must be thankful to our parents. Not just our parents, but our parents' parents. Look at the sacrifices. I'm going to give you a personal example. My grandmother, Allah yarhamha, 2.5 years ago, I sit down with her and she says, Yahya, or Ya Yahya, no matter what you do, مهما عملت, no matter what you do in life, you're never going to accomplish what I have done. You're never going to attain what I've attained in my life. And I sat there. Arrogance. Can I do that? Canadian. And I sat there and I looked at my grandmother, who was a simple woman, who for the last 12 years of her life, she was immobile. She couldn't move. Who was illiterate, could not read and write. 80-some-odd years in age. And inside myself, I didn't understand what she said. 3 days later, I come and I say, what are you trying to tell me? That no matter what I do, I'm not going to be successful? She says, لا يبني. What I'm trying to tell you is that from 1967 till 1973, I had 8 of your uncles on different battlefields fighting the Jews simultaneously. 8 of them. And your other 4 or 5 uncles and aunt, one aunt, I sat in candlelight teaching them how to read and I can't read. All of your uncles, all of your, and your aunt went through university. Your uncle, she points to me, your uncle now, he's the dean of the Cairo Medical School and his mother can't read. For the last 40 years, I have not missed a single prayer. I used to see her with a bottle of water. I used to think that that was the water she drinks. No. She used to have the water bottle of water near her chair so that if she didn't have wudu and she heard the adhan, she would make wudu with that bottle. 40 years. Ikhwan, if you don't recognize the merit of your forefathers and the dedication that they've given and the teaching that they've done, every ummah that passes, every nation that comes and every people that come, the one who come after them are worse. Our generation are worse than our parents. Sah? The parents, our generation is worse than our parents. Our parents, their generation, aswa, worse than their parents. Still a sah, you're right. No matter what I do, that part of life, it will not be recreated. So we have to learn to thank Allah and thank whom? Our parents, our grandparents. So this is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just mentioning to you these words for play or for jest. Look at the next ayah. Ayah number 15. وَإِن جَاهَدَكَ. If they're going to make jihad against you. Your parents, they're going to make jihad against you. عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي. That they are trying to force you to take partners in worship with me. Shirk. مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. In a way that you don't have knowledge, meaning that your parents, they may try to get you off the truth. They may not, and there are many non-Muslims, they can attest to this. When they enter into Islam, their parents would do very strange things to try to make them return to kufr. مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey them in shirk. Don't obey them in sin. Don't obey them in haram. But then the next word, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا. Be their friends. Be their companions. Meaning, be near them. Be close to them. Be their protectors. Be their helpers. Be their wali. Be their sahib. فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be their friends in the dunya. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use this word dunya? Because if your parents do not enter into Islam before their death, they will not be with you. Meaning that you live your whole life in the worldly life, being good to your parents, and even if you die after doing all of this good and they do not enter into Islam, you'll never see them again and you will never enjoy their company in the hereafter. Because they chose kufr. They chose disbelief. فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Treat them and be their friends in the worldly life with righteousness, goodness, with ma'ruf. This word ma'ruf is also an important word. It means that the right that Allah has put any type of good thing that you can give them, you are to give them even if they do not ask. When you make ma'ruf to someone, someone doesn't have to ask you for you to make ma'ruf. You give them something or you do something that's good for them without them even asking you for it. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. And here's the sunnah of Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, don't follow them if they try to force you into kufr, but still be their friends. How do you save yourself from not falling into the traps of those who are trying to take you away from Allah? وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Be associated and follow the path, and follow the path of he who turns to me in repentance. Stay on the path of those who you know are upon truth. And therefore Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, this great Sahabi, he said a profound statement. مَنْ كَانَ مُسْتَنُّ فَلْيَسْتَنُّ بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتْ. If you're going to take someone as an example that you're going to follow, you're going to take him and follow his example in everything, follow the example of a person who's already passed away in good. He passed away, you are assured that this person passed away still upon salah, still upon ibadah, still upon the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنَّ الْأَحْيَاءِ. Because if you're going to put your allegiance in a person, or in an organization, or in a people, and they're still living, you can't be sure that they will not enter into fitna. That they may not be led astray. You can never be sure. So therefore, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Follow the path of those who turn to me in repentance. In this ayah is an order to us indirectly to follow the path of Ashabin Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were those who measured their whole life by their nearness to Allah. And if they had committed error, they quickly turned in tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Allah's reminding you. You shall surely return to me. فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And I will inform you of that which you did. Everything. We're going to come to this later in the words of Luqman. Look at the advice of Luqman so far. Do not commit shirk. Be, and Allah mentions, that along with shirk, you should also not be unthankful to your parents. So you thank Allah, you thank your parents, you stay away from all types of shirk, even if your parents fight against you, to try to take you off Islam, to try to take you off the truth, to tell you you're not going to wear hijab. No, you're not going to go to the masjid. No, you're not allowed to do this. If they fight you against what you know is true, لا تطعهما. Don't obey. وصاحبهما. But be good to them. Be righteous to them. Treat them with kindness. Treat them with mercy. Don't you ever curse your father or curse your mother. We have cases, Toronto, other places, where it's actually come to a point that a person punched his father. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Tarbiyah has no concept of Islamic education. He grew up thinking that what's on the street, or what's good with his friends, what's good with the people and the neighbors, is something that's allowed in the home. So he strikes his father. He curses his mother. Such a person who does not recognize these hudud, the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the sacredness of the father and mother, فَلَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. There is no goodness in him. Why? He is not from those who follow the path of those who turn in repentance to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's become and entered into a state where the dunya, the worldly life, has overpowered his heart. I tell you a few things. When you are treating your children, and when you want to educate your children with goodness, you want to raise your young child upon khair, begin first with yourself. Begin first with your wife. After you ensure, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ. Save yourself and your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say yourself and your family in one sentence or in one statement. They are two separate things. الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ. Those who enter the fire are those who lost themselves first and then their families. So begin with yourself and your wife. Second, what Allah has made halal, you take and you adhere to. And what Allah has made haram, you stay away from. So that when your child is intelligent enough to say, why are you telling me not to do this when you do that? Why am I not allowed to do this when you, I've seen you your whole life doing this? Don't bring yourself in a situation where the things that you've been doing your whole life, they are the deciding factor of whether your child will respect you and listen to you or not. And do not think that it is just the child who's to be respectful to his parents. But it is the parents who are also to give respect to their children. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't just say, لَيْسَ مِنَّا, he's not from us, the one who does not know the status of الْكَبِيرِ, the elevation of the kabir, وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. Those who are not from us are those who don't respect the elders and those who do not give mercy and kindness to the young. It's a two-way street. Third point in raising your children upon truth is that you yourself save yourself. You make sure that you follow the halal and you make sure you stay away from the haram. Third, you make sure that those who your children interact with on a daily basis are those of Islam. Meaning, if there are Islamic schools, which I know there are, it is something that becomes wajib for you, compulsory for you, if you are able to put your child in an Islamic school, it becomes compulsory, necessary for you to do so that they are not influenced by the non-Muslims. People come and they ask, do we have to make hijrah? Do we have to do this? When in your own land, you have Islamic schools. You have things that you can save yourself until you are able to return to the lands of Tawheed where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped more than in these lands. Also, we see in this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links your worldly life with the Akhirah. إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. You shall return to me. Once a father and once a mother does not establish with their children the fear of Allah, but they make it the fear of the father or the fear of the mother, once the fear is no longer there, once your son becomes bigger than you, once your daughter becomes louder than you, you won't be able to control them. Why? You didn't put the fear of Allah in them. You didn't raise them that, Yabni, we don't do this, not because I said so, but because Rabbak, Allah, said so. Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said so. always make the link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that if you are not there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still recognize, your children will recognize, أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّقِيبُ. Be from those who are fearful and dutiful of their relationship to Allah. The next ayah, ayah number 16, we will quickly recite it and introduce it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. يا بني, my son, if it be anything equal to a weight of grain, even if it's a small grain of a mustard seed, something small, something very small, and it was to be in a rock or up in the heavens or deep in the earth, if it was to be hidden, seemingly hidden from everyone, under the rocks, or under the earth, or up in the sky, people can't see it, people can't find it. On the day of judgment, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. Can't hide anything from Allah. He builds this bridge for his son to Allah Azza wa Jal. Telling him, even if I'm not there, يَا بُنَيْ. And if it's something small that you think, even if my dad hasn't seen it, my son, my mother hasn't seen it, something small, and you are to hide it under the mountains, or to hide it under the rivers, to hide it in the heavens, anywhere, Allah will bring it. يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Surely Allah is subtle and all aware. لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. He's all aware. Before we recite it to you, verse number 16 from Surah Luqman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Luqman said to his son, as Allah mentions in the Quran, verse number 16, Ya Bunay, my son. And this is an important word that we have begun introducing with you, that we are to take great account and great care of our parental roles and the roles that we have to our children and to the duties that we are to maintain to them. We see here that Luqman, alayhi salam, he takes his children, and this word alayhi salam, do not confuse it as being something that is attributed only to the prophets, for this is something that is not known. We also know that the prophets of al-Islam, we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Nuh. We continue that Luqman, this great pious man who was not a prophet, not a messenger of Allah, he says, taking care of the tutelage of his children, Ya Bunay, specifically this one child, إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُمْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ. If you were to hide something, the atom, size of a grain of mustard seed, a small grain, and if you were to hide it under the rocks or in the rocks, أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, or in the heavens, أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or in the depths of the earth, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ, Allah shall bring it forth, Allah shall make it uncovered. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subtle and all aware, knowing of everything. Here we see that Luqman alayhi salam, he tells his son that يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ, Allah shall make it clear, Allah shall bring it out, Allah shall bring it forth. And this is an important concept that we were telling you in dealing with our children and educating them. We always link reward, punishment, good, right and wrong, halal and haram, not by our measure. When you are instructing your son of the most important things and your daughter, is that you do not allow them to feel that the reason you have prohibited them from something, or the reason that you have kept them away from something that is in relation to halal and haram, is because you have decided. Rather, it is always because Allah or His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has decided. And this is an important attribute of a successful parent. Of the important attributes of successful parents is that the link and the fear that they put in their children is of Allah, not of them, not of the stick, not of the punishment, not of the lack of entertainment, not of the parents' disappointment. Those are all permissible ways of punishing. But the successful parent, he makes sure that his son, his daughter, realizes that that which they have been prohibited and forbidden from, the reason is not, Yabni, it's not because I am saying so, but it's because your Creator, who knows what is best, has decided this, has ordered this, has written this upon you and upon myself as well. Upon you and myself as well. Then Luqman begins to advise his son with specifics. After having laid the foundation of Tawheed and telling them don't commit shirk, don't take partners with Allah, and after telling them that even if I'm not around, anything you do that's of a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth your deed and it will be public. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. On the Day of Judgment, everything shall be made public. You're going to come out of your grave naked, uncircumcised, barefooted. No shelter, no clothing. You are under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't even speak unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to speak. You can't run away. You can't hide. You can't be given protection unless it is from Allah. So he, after laying this foundation in his son, he now begins to tell his son the most important things that he is to perform in the worldly life. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. My son, be regular, be constant in the establishment of prayer. Be constant in the establishment of the salah. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And enjoin others, along with yourself, to do what is ma'roof, what is righteous, what is good, what is pleasing to Allah. وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And prohibit others, and call others to distance themselves away from munkar, all sorts of evil, all types of sin. وَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. And know that you must be patient, and have patience for what's going to befall you, what's going to happen to you, if you pray, if you know the truth and call to it, if you know the sins and distance yourself from it and call others to distance yourself themselves from it, you must be patient for what is going to befall you. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Surely, these are some of the important commandments ordered by Allah with no exemption. These are things that you cannot change. These are eternal, fixed things.